The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, happy Friday.
Friday, yes.
Or as our sweet friend Shannon Bream always says, happy Fry-yay. I don't know, that's kind of a girly 80s thing that I can't relate to.
It's too cute.
I was alive in the 80s, but I was very much a man. But honestly, it is Friday, and we in a few minutes, we don't want you to be too happy. So we've decided that I would interview Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Do you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
He's a dour, bearded figure. So dour that he might frighten the children. But I'm here to tell you what he has to say is important. I think I refrained from joking. We interviewed him yesterday. I refrained from joking, even though I wanted to joke. The audio was bad in the beginning, and I wanted to say we're having trouble hearing you. Would you mind maybe removing the beard? And let's see if that works, because I think the beard's good. But I didn't even joke about that because he's so serious. Now, to be serious, what he's talking about is serious. And I don't know what to make of what he says, but unfortunately, I think he's right.
Yeah.
So in a couple of minutes, you're gonna hear my interview with him.
If you know the Book of Revelation, you might be a little worried when you hear what he has to say.
Yeah, you might want to open up your Bibles to the Book of Revelation. Now, the problem is we're not joking.
Yeah.
So this is tough stuff, but it's interesting. He is not a Christian. He's a faithful Jew, Orthodox Jew, who he's done his research. He's a doctor. He's treated tons of people. He's got something called the Zelenko Protocol, which I even want to make fun of that. It sounds like, well, so what is that? Well, actually what that is that he's helped treat tons of people with COVID. So he knows that COVID is totally treatable, and they tried to suppress those treatments. Again, folks, this is a process of waking up to the nightmare reality in which we find ourselves. But the moment you wake up, it's the good news is we can all do something about it. We can all talk about it. We're talking about it right now. That is healthy. Sunshine is the best disinfectant.
And fortunately, Great Britain, Israel, a couple other countries are starting to wake up too.
Yes, it is. In hour two today, you want to talk about a change of pace. You might get whiplash because we go from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko to Victoria Jackson. Oh, the color scheme alone might give you whiplash. But in hour two today, our friend from Saturday Night Live, six seasons on there. She's amazing. She was on The Tonight Show. Just one of the funniest people I have ever known. Even when she's not trying to be funny, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Alvin, I have to tell you this. As you know, I was recently in Florida last weekend, right?
Yeah.
And I spoke at an event, and a woman came up to me and she said, "Hi, my name is Phyllis Miller." And she's of an age where everywhere she went, people said Phyllis Diller. No, Phyllis Miller. And I thought, what a great name. Yeah. Isn't that a great name? Phyllis Miller.
Yeah.
Because it's almost Phyllis Diller, but it's not.
Almost.
Anyway, I guess when I think of somebody like Victoria Jackson, somebody who just can't help being funny, I think of Phyllis Diller. I think of there are certain comedians who are just, they're gems, they're treasures. And she's one of them. Even when she's trying to be totally serious, she's hilarious. So that's hour two today. So Zelenko he's the medicine and then the spoonful of sugar to help you get Zelenko down into your gullet will be Victoria Jackson in hour two. And if you can follow the conversation that I had with her, you're lying. If you think, if you say that you can follow the conversation, you're a liar. Because no one can follow that conversation. It was a Mobius strip of illogic. Alvin, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, tomorrow,
Yeah.
I'm actually today was the March for Life in Washington, D.C.
That's tomorrow. That's Saturday is the 22nd. Yeah.
March for Life is Friday. That was today.
Oh, well, I missed it then. What am I doing here?
No, I'm not kidding. It was this morning. I mean, anyway, the point is that we have some amazing things happening in this country. It seems to me that in June, the Supreme Court will overrule Roe v. Wade. It's been a long time. It won't outlaw abortion in America, obviously, because it goes back to the states. And there are many states like the one in which I live where they don't have any problem killing children that are utterly viable, which is to say, killing human beings, whether they're viable or not. But in this case, very few people would argue that an 8-month fetus is not a fetus, is a human being, right? In any event, today's an important day. It marks day in 1973 when 9 dudes on the Supreme Court decided to concoct a reason to say that the Constitution declares that every woman has the right to kill the child in her womb. That's made up. That's fake law. And I think we need to say that it's fake law. If you want to do something like that in a state where they allow it, that's on you. But let's not pretend that our Constitution actually did that. And let's repent as a nation of allowing the Supreme Court, having a Supreme Court that was willing to bow to cultural social pressure. We unfortunately have a Supreme Court right now, which has a few folks on it that are willing to do that. But by the grace of God, perhaps there are enough who will stand against that. Justice Roberts and perhaps Kavanaugh and others seem to worry about how their decisions will play in the press. Yeah. That's not your job, gentlemen. And shame on you, who ought to know better than anyone on the planet what your job is. Yeah. In happier news.
Yes.
MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, use the code ERIC, support Mike Lindell. As you know, the cancel culture, where they keep taking it up to the next level. We have Minnesota Bank and Trust, which is a division of Heartland Financial, has decided they don't want to do any business with Mike Lindell because he's so evil. Yeah. It's not that Fauci is evil or that Gavin Newsom is evil. No, it's Mike Lindell. He's the trouble. And we're going to exterminate him by saying that we will not allow him to do banking with us. So if you have any funds with Minnesota Bank and Trust or Heartland Financial, I think you owe it to your country to send them a letter or an email telling them why you no longer want to do business with them. What they've done is deeply un-American. And folks, it's often attributed to Bonhoeffer. We don't know whether he said it. So you can say that I said it. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless.
Can I also say something? It used to be a good phrase when you said, hey, your money's no good here. But with those guys, that's a bad phrase.
Yes. Yes. If Hitler said it, it would have a better, that kind of a meaning. We should remind people also, because YouTube has canceled the program, we want you to sign up for my newsletter. So please go to ericmetaxas.com, please. While you're there, if you want to support us, it's not tax deductible, but we do need your support for the various projects we're trying to get off the ground. So you can hit the support button at ericmetaxas.com. But please do go there, and you can check out my speaking schedule this weekend, this Sunday. My goodness, that's 2 days. I'm speaking in Colorado Springs. You can find it at ericmetaxas.com. And please sign up for the newsletter and sign up whomever you think would like to get the newsletter, because we just want to get these interviews to you. I mean, the interviews, we've done interviews this past week that are stunning, and most people aren't seeing them. Our numbers have just, YouTube has crushed our ability to get the word out. And so we're going to continue speaking the truth, but we need your help. So we're not afraid to ask for it. We also remind you If you go to Nutramedics.com, you get 20% off if you use the code Eric. Their products are spectacular. Nutramedics.com. And we'll be right back with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Get ready. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there.
Comes a time.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I have as my guest someone you may have heard of him. It's his name is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He is a world-renowned physician credited with promoting an innovative treatment protocol for coronavirus. As a result of being very successful in treating coronavirus, he's been labeled controversial because we all know we're supposed to fail at treating coronavirus so that we cower in fear. Dr. Zelenko, I'm just so glad to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is the protocol that you were prescribing that was successful and that made you persona non grata in the craven medical establishment that we have to deal with?
It's called common sense, which I know is genius in this generation. But what I did was I found myself in an epicenter of the first and largest outbreak of COVID in March of 2020. In upstate New York, we had thousands of sick patients. And there was no treatment available. And my patients were looking at me for guidance. And the government was giving us no guidance except send people home and wait until they get sicker and then send them to the hospital. They'll get on the respirator, and around 85% of the people on the respirator were dying at that point. So that didn't seem like a very smart or good approach. So I decided to try to find something that could mitigate the course of the disease, because keep in mind, I'm seeing patients in the outpatient setting, in the office setting, not in the hospital. And my job is to keep people out or from going to the hospital. And so everyone knows that it's much better and you get better results if you treat something early than late. For example, cancer. It's much easier to treat cancer if it's localized in one place and not when it's spread all over the body. You get much better results in early treatment. And that's exactly what we've always done in all aspects of medicine, except COVID-19. We were telling, and even to this day, by the way, interestingly enough, the NIH still recommends against treatment of COVID unless you're in the hospital with damaged lungs and a low oxygen level, which was, flies in the face of dozens of peer-reviewed studies that have shown a 85% reduction in hospitalization and death if you treat early. So the key here is treat early.
Well, Dr. Zelenko, this is a familiar story to those of us who've followed this bizarre pandemic and the response to it, that folks like you bring common sense to the table and you prescribe things, you seem to know how to deal with this, you deal with it, but then there's pushback. Why would someone like you, who is successful in doing this, why would you become somehow controversial? What happened? I should say that the protocol you prescribed was what was used to treat President Trump, who got over this extremely quickly. So why would there be pushback? Is it just political? What do you think happened?
Let me ask you a question. What do you think COVID-19 is? Is it a naturally occurring virus or something else?
It strikes me that it's possible that it was, the product of some of this gain of function research. So it's kind of a dangerous, it's dangerous, whatever it is. But I'm not a doctor, so I can just say that for me, it was like a flu.
So there's 20 years, by the way, everything I'm saying, I'm asking people not to believe me and just do your own research. I can provide you all the evidence, all the resources and references. This is a weapon of mass destruction made in a laboratory, and we have 20 years of patent evidence to back up what I just said. And there's one name you need to remember, Dr. Ralph Baric, who is a professor of virology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. His research was funded by the NIH and NIAID by Fauci. And so what did he do? 1998 and 1999, he perfected a technique called cross-species transfer. He figured out how to take a virus of one animal type and make it be infectious to another animal type. In 2002, Dr. Ralph Baric got a patent on how to manipulate a coronavirus, a bat coronavirus, to destroy human lung tissue. He got a patent for that. In 2015, Dr. Baric and Dr. Zheng Li from Wuhan published a paper on how to convert a bat coronavirus to infect human beings. All of this research was funded by the NIH. So what we call gain-of-function research, it's a very cynical term because it sounds like, someone had a stroke, they couldn't walk, they did therapy, and now they regained their function, now they can walk. But in this case, gain-of-function research means taking an animal virus that's not dangerous and converting it into a human virus that destroys human lung tissue. So this virus, over 20 years, has been carefully constructed and is a weapon of mass destruction. And that's, everyone agrees to that. That the patent evidence is not controversial. It's there. Now, listen to this. In March of 2020, I used a certain paper that discussed zinc ionophores and zinc, and I built my protocol based on that paper. What I didn't realize until last month was that paper was written by Dr. Ralph Baric in 2010. So in other words, listen please carefully. The people that made this bomb also created the antidote to this bomb in 2010, actually. When this bomb was finished, it was released on the human population. All I did was I took research the United States government paid for with Dr. Ralph Baric, and I used that treatment concept in treating my patients, and we reduced death and hospitalization by 85%. I'll even give you a very beautiful example in a minute. So the question is, you asked me, why was this treatment vilified? I'm asking a different question. Why was this treatment, which was developed in 2010, suppressed? And when the pandemic started, that same treatment, it was in a very coordinated, choreographed way, marginalized, suppressed, vilified. Doctors who were advocating for its use deplatformed. So that's the question. Why was a proven method of treatment against RNA viruses, why was that treatment suppressed? And so you have to ask yourself a question. What is the whole point of this pandemic? Why is this happening? This is a weapon of mass destruction. This was not a natural event.
Well,
this was released.
I wouldn't really disagree with you, but I have 1,000 questions. I mean, first of all, you were effectively treating this, and then you were marginalized and vilified. Is it because you were talking about the stuff that you're talking about right now, and they said, we just don't want anything to do with this guy? So they didn't care that you were effective and that you're healing people and saving lives. They didn't like the angle that you were taking.
Let me tell you, here's the fact. In New South Wales in Australia, any doctor that uses hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin for COVID-19 goes to jail. And they explain to you the reason why. Because it promotes vaccine hesitancy. In other words, they're not denying that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work. On the contrary, it works so effectively that people who take it don't want to take the vaccine.
Okay, so let me ask you then, why is it? I have my own answers, but I want to ask you, why do you think they feel that they must get everyone to take the vaccine to the extent that they would not allow people to get healed with an easy way with therapeutics? Why do they feel so strongly about getting everyone to get the vaccine? What is your answer to that?
In 2016, Klaus Schwab, in an interview, we have that video, said that within 10 years, every single human being will be tagged with a digital identifier. Now, I don't understand what that means. What does that mean? And first of all, how do you get 7 billion people to agree to get tagged with a digital identifier? And why would you want to do that? And why by 2026?
That's a question. We're going to go to a break. Very, very important conversation, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the author of many books. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can find us at MetaxasTalk.com and EricMetaxas.com. Don't go away. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who's making some unbelievable claims. The only problem is, I think they're true. Dr. Zelenko, you can understand that if there are people who want the kinds of things that Klaus Schwab is talking about. These are very, very dark individuals. These are not lovers of mankind. So why do you think people like this want everyone on the planet to have some kind of a digital ID? What do you think is behind this? Because it's of course creepy, at least creepy, if not horrifying.
It's not what I think. It's what they say. The interesting thing about tyrannical people, they like to brag about what they're doing. So if you look at the agenda, stated agenda of the World Economic Forum by 2030 and the United Nations, their number one agenda is that America will no longer be a superpower and that a few global powers will rule the world. That is their stated agenda. I did not make that up. Now, there are certain things that are going to happen that most Americans don't realize, but has been known for 30 years. Medicare will become insolvent by 2026. Oh, that's an interesting year, 2026. Isn't that when Klaus Schwab said by then 7 billion people will be tagged with a digital identifier? And by 2034, Social Security will become insolvent. So what do you think will be the global economic ramifications of the collapse of the American Medicare and Social Security systems? You don't have to be a genius to realize that it's going to cause a tsunami of unstable and destabilization in the world economy. Okay. Now, there is information that you need to understand. I'm basically reverse engineering the worst crime in human history. And I'm giving you puzzle pieces, and it doesn't really make sense until you have a few more puzzle pieces. In August 31st, now keep in mind I have references for everything I'm saying. August 31st, 2021, there was a United States patent approved which describes what exists in these vaccines. These are not my words. This is a patent that's 50 pages long of high-tech nanotechnology engineering.
Right.
And this engineering does the following. It allows the measurement of biometric data, meaning your heart rate, your respiratory rate, and your temperature, and the transmission of that data with your location to a third party. This is a patent. Before people call me conspiracy theorist, I'm actually a conspiracy realist. And I have the evidence for what I'm saying. If someone wants to review and disagree with me, the patent, that's fine. But I'm telling you there's a patent that describes everything that I just said that already exists in the vaccines. But even that doesn't – so what?
Well, wait a second. This isn't – just so I'm clear, that what you just described, is this technology that has been deployed or will be deployed? It has been deployed?
Yes.
In the vaccines, in every one of the vaccines?
I don't know that because there's such a variability in the lot numbers. There was a document dump just now, yesterday. Someone broke into Pfizer and Moderna's computers and got their reports. And one of the things that they showed was none of the lot numbers have the same stuff in it. Some lot numbers kill people by a factor of 5,000 times more than others. So the problem here is not everyone's getting the same thing. So I can't answer that question.
I've heard that, but I guess my my question is, where do you? I mean, look, there's nothing more nefarious than what you're describing and what you're saying. It's very similar to Mein Kampf. Hitler told us what he wanted to do, and nobody bothered to take it seriously. And then, of course, two decades later, he did it. You're saying that. That Schwab and others have been on the record stating what they want to do, but nobody has paid attention. So it's kind of been batted away. But you're saying that you have paid attention and it is real and it is happening.
Yes. And I want to tell you about a very important puzzle piece. In 2020, Microsoft got an international patent. This one I even remember by heart. It's W-O-2020-060606. Let me just take a drink.
Sure. The And by the way, what is a website where people can find you?
VladimirZelenkoMD.com.
VladimirZelenkoMD.com. Oh, go ahead. You were just going to give us another piece of the puzzle.
So I have a presentation that I want to send to you with everything that I'm saying now with the references. And you could choose to, if you want, share it with your audience. I just need an email to send it to.
Well, I mean, we'll do that when we're off the air. I don't want my radio audience to have my personal email. You can understand how that could be a problem.
Yeah, of course. So this patent by Microsoft describes the technology, the linkage of biometric data transmission to cryptocurrency.
To cryptocurrency. Now you've lost me. Why would biometric data be related to cryptocurrency?
That's a good question. It doesn't have to be, but it is. And here's my supposition.
Well, before you give this supposition, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get your supposition, folks. Don't go away. Folks, Eric Metaxas here. Somebody just handed me a piece of paper with insane information on it. But I know it's true because the other day I literally got a phone call from Mike Lindell telling me, Eric, you got to check out. And then he tells me about this towel special, right? And he says, you got to tell your audience. Okay, so here's the special. $39.99 if you use the code Eric. Normally $109.99. We're talking about the towels that work. We've talked about this before. It's a technology where the towels actually do the job of being absorbent and, you know that whole thing. So they're amazing towels, but you can get a set of six towels for $39.99. You have to use the code Eric. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and or you can call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the code Eric. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. So, Dr. Zelenko, what is your supposition on why they're doing these things?
Well, the stated goal of the World Economic Forum is that America should no longer be a superpower and that a few global powers will rule the world. The impending economic disaster and collapse was known. It has been known for 30 years. People who have done their calculations saw and realized that Medicare and Social Security passed the threshold of no return. The only variable was exactly when it's going to start. And so the people vested in the world economy, if you look at basically the corporate holdings of most corporations, 70% of them are owned by the BlackRock / Vanguard monopoly because they invest in each other, basically. So they have $20 trillion in assets. And this BlackRock Vanguard monopoly, for example, owns CNN and owns Fox News, owns Pepsi, owns Coke. You get it? And so the stakeholders of the Vanguard BlackRock monopoly are the ones that are most vulnerable to an economic global collapse. I don't own them. So what do you think these people want to lose their power and want to lose their money? And they saw that this is coming before anyone else. So they came up with a very interesting plan. You can actually look at China right now to understand what is going to get globalized. China created, the central bank in China created the digital yuan, which is a cryptocurrency, which will be the central currency and mechanism of doing transactions and finance. Then they made illegal all private or other cryptocurrencies. And then they linked the social credit score system to the crypto. So in other words, The only way to transact will be through a system. Forget a fiat currency. Forget about using Apple Pay or your credit card. It's going to be a top-down controlled system that everyone's going to have to participate in. And whether or not you are allowed to use it, at least in China, is dependent on your social credit score. In other words, they don't have to put a bullet in your head if they don't like you. They just turn off your ability to buy bread. Now, what's happening globally and why Klaus Schwab wants 7 billion people to be tagged with a digital identifier is very simple. They are converting human beings into transmitters of biometric data, which will allow them to participate in the global cryptocurrency system. Because the only thing that's going to be left standing once this economic tsunami will be a cryptocurrency system that's controlled by these sociopaths. And so here's the point. You have to be tagged with a digital identifier to participate in the system. Forget about Apple Pay. You're literally going to have to either somehow scan your hand or something in order to transact. The hipsters will think it's cool. But the problem is, if I don't want to participate, if I don't want to get tagged with a digital identifier, then I'll be excluded from the crypto system. Or what if the government doesn't like what I say? Well, I'll be restricted or limited or restricted from using a crypto system. You know what this is? This is enslavement. This is control. And so here's the picture, okay? We have the technology to implant technology to transmit biometric data with your location. We have technology to link that transmitting data to the use of cryptocurrency. So now the question comes, how do you get 7 billion people to get injected or implanted with that technology? Well, it's very simple how to do it, because no one would do it willingly. You create a bioweapon called COVID-19. You create the antidote for it because you yourself, whoever's releasing it, you don't want to die and you don't want to get sick. You want to have a way around it. When this bioweapon is released, it induces global fear. Look what the media did, social and mainstream. They created global panic, doom and gloom. You lock down people. You isolate them from their people that they love and their families. Put a face diaper on them. Now, if you know anything about psychological warfare, if you induce a chronic anxiety state and you couple that with human isolation, over time, you psychologically destroy people. And they become very easy to manipulate. And so when that is done, by the way, so anything that reduces fear, that's the answer to your original question. Anything that reduces fear, that gives people hope, is a weapon against their weapon.
Like going to church, for example, or synagogue, perhaps.
All totalitarian regimes try to destroy houses of worship because if I bow down to God, I'm not going to bow down to them. So they know that they have to marginalize people's support system, their belief system, and breed cultish codependency on sociopathic oligarchs and corrupt governments. And so listen, anything that gave hope, whether it was hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or early treatment, was immediately vilified and criminalized.
The question, though, is, of course, who's behind this? In other words, what's fascinating to me is the coordination between the media and, you know, it seems plausible that there are some nefarious figures like Schwab and others. But it's interesting to me how everybody sort of has fallen in line with it.
So that was an excellent question. And not many people are stakeholders in academia that put out all this garbage, fraudulent science, the media, politics, and industry. There are not too many entities on the planet that coordinate those different sectors
right.
in a very
right.
interesting way. And the right. one that really has stake in all of them is the BlackRock Vanguard monopoly, because they provide the academic endowments to colleges like Harvard, MIT, Johns Hopkins. Then they own the media, literally own the media, all media, CNN and Fox and everything. They control the politicians because of all the PAC
money.
I mean,
this does sound like a conspiracy theory. The only problem is it doesn't sound that theoretical. I wish it were more theory. I wish it were a theory. We're going to be right back. Final segment with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Zelenko, this is all extraordinarily depressing. What's your advice?
Well, actually, I'm very optimistic. What's my advice is civil disobedience. Don't comply. Say no to the mandates. Don't take the poison death shot. Don't do it.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm against – the more I hear, the more I'm amazed – how many people have gotten the vaccine for no particular reason that I can understand? But you're calling for civil disobedience. I've done the same because what you have just shared is it's chilling.
Let me ask you a question. Children have a 99.998% recovery rate from COVID with no treatment, according to the CDC.
Yeah.
What would be the justification for injecting children? Well, it's not for medical reasons, but the reason why it's being done is children are going to be transacting in the future. They're breeding slaves. This is an act of what the Christian faith would call the mark of the beast. What this is, it's literally tagging humanity and then controlling their ability to transact.
I was just going to say this is right out of the Book of Revelation. It's extraordinarily clear. The parallels between what it says in Revelation and what you're saying. Now, obviously, as a Jew, I don't expect you to take the Book of Revelation as seriously as I do, but it is very striking, chillingly striking.
Let me tell you. I think that we need to resist. We need to take our kids out of public schools. The public school system is a tool of indoctrination to convert people into those that react to stimuli like Pavlovian dogs. They don't think. You get robots.
I'm with you on that. And the scenario that you have just spun out, I don't know about you, but I'm expecting Moshiach to show up in about 10 minutes.
Well, I feel the same way also because first of all, the narrative is changing. People are realizing that they put their faith in false gods, the god of science, the god of technology, the god of politicians, god of money, god of power, everything but the true God. And the slippery slope to idolatry and child sacrifice is here. You know, according to Dr. Michael Yaden, who was a former VP of Pfizer, the vaccine kills 100 more children for every one child that would die from COVID. In other words, the vaccine is 100 times more lethal to children than COVID. So the only reason why children are getting it and exposed to that risk is so that they will have the implanted technology to be plugged into the matrix or the grid that will be under the control of a few sociopaths.
Well, look, this is why we do the program, because I know that very few people are hearing this kind of thing. We have to get the word out. We can encourage people to do their own research, but it's a staggering thing to see people go along with this. I wrote a book on Germany in the 30s, and it's an amazing thing to see an educated population simply go along, really not knowing where they're going, not asking questions, and then finding out when it's too late.
Basically, billions of people have been suckered into taking injecting technology through false you know, bait and switch, basically. You create a false disaster. You control the fear. Anything that could reduce the fear, you deplatform and censor. And then you use that fear to manipulate people and coerce people into taking something that they don't need.
We're out of time. I'm very grateful, Dr. Zelenko, for you and your work and your courage. God bless you, and thank you for your time.
God bless you, too.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.